The money was earmarked to help the state's technical colleges train new healthcare workers and other workers laid off in the current recession. Doyle says one of the main reasons the system set aside the money is the severe shortage of nurses and other medical personnel in the state. The governor says the technical colleges were not looking for any more money from the state government, but planned to pay for the program with funds already in their budget.
What they did was they reallocated money within their budget to put together a $15 million program across the technical college system to increase the number of nurses and other health care workers. And then the legislature goes after the program that they had by, this isn't a new money, they had gone at it by reallocating money. They would have been better off never having reallocated that money and created this program.
Doyle calls the joint finance decision an assault on education, the technical college system, and the healthcare system. The governor says technical colleges are at the forefront in creating new jobs in the state, and it's critical the program be reinstated, but did not specify how or when he intended to persuade the joint finance committee to give back the money. Doyle made his comments at Tuesday night's commencement ceremony for Milwaukee Area Technical College. John Wanamaker, Wisconsin Public Radio.